Hey everybody, welcome back to the Bad Yogi Podcast with me, Erin Motz. If you're new around here, I'll just fill you in real quickly. Basically, as I said, my name is Erin. I'm the co-founder of a company called Bad Yogi. We've been redefining yoga culture since around 2013, but I've been teaching much longer than that, and I just always felt like the outcast in the yoga world. I always felt like I didn't like all the things that yogis liked. I wasn't vegan. I didn't drink green juice all the time. I wasn't obsessed with a Prius, you know, and this was about 12, 13 years ago, and I just kind of faked it for a really long time. Long story short, when I started teaching yoga full-time, I realized that faking and pretending to be someone I wasn't was going to be a fast way to fail. So I decided to own fully who I was, and I decided to be Bad Yogi, and that's kind of how this whole thing started. Now, for this podcast, you can expect me to talk about all things yoga, wellness, and then, of course, giving you a Bad Yogi take on everything in between. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about pushing too far. When it comes to yoga, there's always a question of how do you know if you're pushing yourself enough? You know, how do you know if you're doing enough work, putting in enough effort that you'll actually get the results you would like? And I think that's a difficult question to answer, but because of course it's very subjective. But I think in yoga, we have this saying where we say there's a difference between pain and discomfort. And you always want to kind of toe that line, right? So you feeling discomfort is one thing. That's normal. If you have really tight hamstrings because you walk a lot or you run a lot, obviously doing some kind of forward fold is going to make you feel uncomfortable. But that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. In fact, you probably need more of that discomfort in your life so that you can make progress and you don't have this kind of really uncomfortable tightness anymore, you know? So I think that in general, that's a good rule to follow. And what's interesting to me is that I actually think this goes beyond the world of yoga and into the rest of our lives too. I think this question is one that we should ask ourselves often. This, am I feeling pain or am I feeling discomfort? Because any time in our regular life off the mat that we are striving to progress, anytime that we're looking for growth, anytime that we are learning something new, we go through this period of discomfort. And it ends up being a good thing because that discomfort is temporary, of course, until we find the improvement that we're looking for. Then you have the opposite side of that, which is pain. And at any point in the learning or growing process where there is pain, oftentimes it comes from a place that is less productive. Now, I'm not talking about failure because pain comes along with failure many times, but I'm saying in the learning process, right? Like, let's say you're gonna try to run a 5K or a marathon or something. The training process is uncomfortable, but if you push yourself into the threshold, if you push yourself past the threshold of discomfort and into pain, that's where you risk injuring yourself. That's where you risk burning out. And the same goes with our work and with our life. If you are trying to be a better parent, a better partner, and you sacrifice 30 minutes of sleep because you want to wake up and make everybody breakfast, or you sacrifice your show so that you can talk to your partner about their day, you know, you sacrifice your Netflix time to instead ask your partner and really listen, that's uncomfortable at first because you're not doing the easy thing you'd rather do, but you're doing the thing that requires a little bit of sacrifice. That's what I'm talking about. These things that make us a little uncomfortable, but actually make us better versions of ourselves. I think that's the direction we should often try to move in. It's not pain. It's not like pain, I think, is in relationships and in life is shame and it's damaging, but discomfort is a good thing. Discomfort is something that we should actually look for, because when we're too comfortable, we get complacent, and when we get complacent, we get bored, and when we're bored, we're unhappy and unproductive, and we're not living the life that we really want to be living ultimately. And I don't know, maybe I'm rambling a little bit. It happens occasionally around here, but I hope that this kind of gets you thinking. Do you feel like you... Is this, I guess, a principle that you employ in your own life? That's my question for you. Do you feel like you regularly seek discomfort, both in your yoga practice on the mat and in your life off the mat? And I'm curious to hear in what ways you do, if you have. For me personally, I feel like I'm regularly uncomfortable. Having a business kind of, it's kind of par for the course, you know? You're always looking for answers for what do people, answers to the questions of, you know, what do people want from me next? What would be really valuable? What would be useful? And then, of course, it's like a constant string of little failures every day, every week that you're like, oh, that didn't work. Nope, that didn't land. Nope, nobody thought that was funny. Okay, you know, these kinds of things. So I think I'm regularly just uncomfortable, just given my lifestyle. But I'm always curious how you guys feel in your day-to-day. We all have different schedules, different lifestyles. So yeah, I love to hear about it. Okay, I'm gonna quit for now because I'm gonna start to get into more rambly territory. So thank you guys so much for coming and listening today. If you liked this, subscribe, and of course, definitely weigh in with what you think here. Thanks again for spending time, for listening. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I'll see you right back here tomorrow.